This is Paul Coster from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from the Pinecone Review, Arts Access, Inc., UNC Chapel Hill Music Schedule, Duke Performances and Events, the North Carolina Symphony, and the Town of Cary. The content of this program is intended for print and blind or visually impaired audience. Pinecone presents Flat Picking Guitar Workshop with Tim May and Dan Miller. Herb Young Community Center, 101 Wilkinson Avenue, Cary, Saturday, April 2nd. Workshop 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. and then 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Concert 7:30 p.m. Workshop registration, $80 for the general public, $70 for Pinecone members. And you can join online by calling 919-664-8302. The concert tickets are $15, $10 for workshop participants. To register or reserve tickets with a credit card, contact workshop leader Dan Miller, 800-413-8296. Tim May and Dan Miller, co-authors of the popular 8-volume Flat Picking Essentials Guitar Course, will conduct a hands-on, all-level flat picking guitar workshop in Cary on Saturday, April 2nd. The workshop will cover a wide range of flat picking guitar topics and answer any and all participants' specific questions. The 6-hour workshop, broken into two 3-hour sessions with a break for lunch, will focus on instructing musicians how to use efficient left and right hand technique to increase speed, improve note clarity and fluidity, and develop good tone. Other topics discussed will include opening up and exploring the entire range of the guitar fretboard and an introduction to improvisation for students of all levels. Each student will have the opportunity to spend individual time and get direct feedback from one of the instructors. Tim May is an accomplished guitar player, singer, and songwriter, and one of Nashville's acoustic guitar go-to guys. For 15 years, he focused on his job as the guitar player for the Nashville-based bluegrass band Crucial Smith. When that band broke up in 2002, the job offers started pouring in. Recent highlights include touring with Patti Loveless, touring Japan with John Cowan, playing on the All-Star Rounder project Moody Bluegrass, performing at the Grand Ole Opry with Mike Snyder, and recording a bluegrass gospel project with Charlie Daniels. When he is not on the road or in the recording studio, he works building and repairing stringed instruments. Dan Miller has been the publisher and editor of Flat Picking Guitar magazine since 1996. He has also co-authored a number of flat picking books, including The Bluegrass Guitar Style of Charles Sawtell with Charles Sawtell, Flat Picking the Blues and the Guitar Player's Guide to Developing Speed, Accuracy, and Tone with Brad Davis, and the 8-volume Flat Picking Course, Flat Picking Essentials with Tim May. May and Miller also have been performing in a trio with their good friend Brad Davis since 2005 and have been performing together as a duo since 2007. For further information, you can go to www.pinecone.org. Here's the current Arts Access schedule of audio-described performances for people who are blind or have low vision. There is no charge beyond regular admission for this service. Sunday, April 3rd, 2 p.m., Carmen, Carolina Ballet, Fletcher Opera Theater. When the Spanish soldier Don Jose falls under the spell of the alluring gypsy Carmen, the dramatic tension builds fast and stays high, says the Washington Post. Robert Weiss's Carmen, set to the music of George Bizet, will have you on the edge of your seat from the fateful opening moments to the final shocking climax. Tickets are $25 to $65. You can order them online or by calling the box office at 919-719-0900. And for further information, you can contact Arts Access at 919-833-9919. Let's turn now to the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. March 25th, Carolina Symposia in Music and Culture presents Luis Menses from Duke University, 4:15 p.m., Person Recital Hall. March 26th, Faculty Recital, an afternoon of song, Gene Fisher Soprano, Thomas Otten Piano, 4 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. Art songs in German, French, Russian, and English. March 27th, cello music composed by Andersons. Brent Wissick and UNC faculty members perform works by Alan Anderson, Stephen Anderson, and T.J. Anderson, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. March 31st, WSN Series, The Franciscan and the Gypsy, Liszt Anniversary Concert, UNC Chamber Singers and guest pianist Norman Bemelmans perform music of Liszt, Bartok, and Brahms, 7:30 p.m., Hill Hall Auditorium. $15 general admission, $10 UNC students, faculty, and staff. For information and tickets, call 919-962-1039. April 1st, Student Composers Concert, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. April 2nd, Duo 21, Anna Cromwell from Eastern Illinois University and Myra Frisch, UNC Charlotte, performing new compositions for violin and cello, featuring a new work by UNC faculty Stephen Anderson, 8 p.m., Person Recital Hall. April 7th, UNC Percussion Ensemble, 7:30 p.m., Keenan Rehearsal Hall. April 8th, UNC Wind Ensemble and UNC Symphony Band, 8 p.m., Memorial Hall. $10 general admission, $5 UNC students, faculty, staff, and seniors. For information on this event and tickets, call 919-843-3333. For further information on any of these events, call the Music Department office at 919-962-1039. Unless otherwise noted, all concerts are free admission. Here's a special event, Senior Dance Competition, presented by Brookdale Senior Living. The pathway to living an optimum life is a series of steps, and sometimes a two-step. See for yourself by attending Seniors Know They Can Dance, a special dance competition sponsored by Brookdale Senior Living. It will feature senior dancers ages 65 to 99 from the Triangle Area Brookdale communities and the Robert and Paul Seymour Center in Chapel Hill. Senior dancers will be paired with dance students from UNC Chapel Hill or North Carolina State University to compete for first, second, and third place. Dance couples will show off their talents by dancing the foxtrot, cha-cha, waltz, and even hip-hop. Saturday, March 26th, 1 to 3 p.m., Robert and Pearl Seymour Center, 2551 Homestead Road, Chapel Hill. Tickets are available required for admission. Free tickets are available by calling 919-244-5991. Seating is limited. Make plans now to attend. Let's turn now to Duke performances. The Bad One on Sacred Ground, Stravinsky's Rite of Spring, world premiere arranged and performed by The Bad Plus. Saturday, March 26th, 8 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34 and $26, Duke students $5. In this world premiere event, America's most audacious, rule-breaking jazz trio, according to Billboard, unveils its take on the most notorious work in the history of music. Stravinsky's modernist bombshell draped ancient folk rites in churning polyrhythms, pitting ruthless advocates of new art against old guard connoisseurs. Its insurrectionary 1913 premiere remains a touchstone of revolutionary music. Its 2011 rebirth is commissioned exclusively by Duke Performances from The Bad Plus, an acoustic jazz trio for the future, says Blender. Genre-busting experimentalists, about as badass as highbrow gets, according to Rolling Stone. As Durham shifts into spring, Stravinsky's defiant ambition flowers again. With the most distinctive sound of any three-piece outfit since Nirvana, The Bad Plus demonstrate vitality few bands, rock, jazz, or whatever, can match, says Amplifier. Marino Formenti, Kurtag's Ghosts, Sunday, March 27th, 7 p.m., Reynolds Industries Theater. Tickets are $34, Duke students $5. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Glenn Gould for the 21st Century says the L.A. Times, the Italian-born Formenti performs his delicate, otherworldly cycle of interlocked piano pieces based on the work of Gorgi Kertész, the Hungarian modernist who taught András Schiff. In this hybrid composition, bursts of Messiaen, Stockhausen, and Bartók intercut with fragments from Kertész, creating a special network of citation that leaves audiences in a state of exhilaration beyond any experience, according to the LA Weekly. The program is Kertész's Ghosts. What James Joyce did for the novel, Formenti seems intent on doing for the piano recital. The results were unforgettable. He is a unique artist whose presentation should not be missed. And that's from the San Francisco Chronicle. Ciampi Quartet, First Course Concert. Thursday, March 31st, 6 p.m., Kirby Horton Hall, Duke Gardens. Tickets are $5, Friends of Ciampi, $3, Duke students free. Professor John Supko introduces his new string quartet. Jeff Tane Watts, Ravi Coltrane, Nicholas Payton, and Christian McBride. Watts Project, Friday, April 1st, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $32, $26, and $18. Duke students, $5. Note, Ravi Coltrane has replaced David Sanchez on this concert. In this gathering of jazz headliners, three star band leaders assemble to support Jeff Tane Watts, the legendary sideman and Grammy-winning drummer who shines even brighter when cast as lead. Surrounding the polyrhythmic dynamo, according to NPR, are the younger Coltrane, son of John and Alice, on sax, the trumpet wizard Payton, and the formidable McBride on bass. The irascible veteran leads them all in an evening of breakneck Watts originals. Propulsive and sly, they give the band's near telepathic improvisation, according to Jazz Times, a trickster's edge. This, says NPR, is an off-the-cuff pianoless quartet going for broke. Never short of visionary, Tane possesses heat, nuance, maturity, and a bounty of ideas, says Entertainment Weekly on Jeff Tane Watts. There is no disputing heredity, yet there also is no doubt that this Coltrane has taken his own giant steps. Genius here extends across generations. The son's path informed, not confined by the name Coltrane. That's according to Jazz Times on Ravi Coltrane. Ranks among the most persuasive trumpeters to come out of New Orleans in the past 20 years. The emotional fervency of his playing matched by the brilliance of his technique. That's the Chicago Tribune on Nicholas Payton. And finally, the New York Times on Christian McBride says an uncommon synthesis of brawn, agility, and wit. Ciampi Quartet Concert Number 4, Mozart, John Supko, Brahms. Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Nelson Music Room. Tickets are $20, $5 for Duke students. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. Founded in 1965, the Ciampi has been Duke's resident chamber ensemble for more than four decades, turning out bracing performances of new and classical programs with genuine warmth and effortless coordination, says the New York Times. The program is Mozart String Quartet in B-flat major, KA-589, Prussian, John Supko, New String Quartet, World Premiere, and Brahms, String Quartet No. 2 in A Minor, Opus 51, No. 2. Ciampi Quartet Lunchtime Classics No. 4, Mozart Quartets, Tuesday, April 5th, 12 noon, Rare Book Room, Perkins Library, free and open to the public. General admission, doors open a half hour before showtime. In each of these free lunchtime concerts, 50 minutes of the most essential music is accompanied by a brief introduction by a quartet member. Admission is free, food is not provided, but audience members are encouraged to bring lunch. This season, the Ciampi addresses canonical works by Mozart. The program is Mozart Serenade No. 13 for strings in G major, K525, Ein Klein Nachtmusik with John Brown bass, and Mozart String Quartet No. 22 in B flat major, K589, Prussian. Note, parking for all Ciampi Lunchtime Classics is available in the Bryan Center parking garage, PGIV, not on the Chapel Quad. Venice Baroque Orchestra featuring Giuliano Carmignola violin, Thursday, April 7th, 8 p.m., Page Auditorium. Tickets are $46, $38, and $22. Duke students, $5. Founded in Italy by the dazzlingly Epicurean Andrea Marcon in 1997, the Venice Baroque Orchestra is now recognized as the world's most adventurous and dramatic period instrument ensemble, known for ravishing performances of classical scores. Supported by the charismatic, high-voltage virtuoso Carmignola on violin, says the Washington Post, the group strips the varnish off Vivaldi to recover the music's original vitality. The program is Vivaldi Sinfonia in A major for strings and Continuo, RV-158, Marcello Concerto in D minor for oboe strings and Continuo, Albinoni Concerto in G major for strings and Continuo, Opus 6, No. 4. Tartini Concerto in A major for violin, strings and Continuo, D96. And three from Vivaldi, Concerto in E flat major from violin, strings and Continuo, RV-253, La Tempesta de Mare, Concerto in G minor for violin, strings, and Continuo, RV-332, and Concerto in D major for violin, strings, and Continuo, RV-210. Andrea Marcon leads the ensemble in vivid, nearly reckless performances, tearing the powdered wig off this music once and for all. What is revealed is breathtaking. That's from the Washington Post. Tickets are available through the Duke box office by calling 919-684-4444 Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. or by visiting www.tickets.duke.edu. Now for Duke events, rare music, an instrument of 1,000 voices, an organ curator at work in Duke Chapel. Friday, March 25th, 4 to 5 p.m., Perkins Library Rare Music Rare Book Room. Speaker presenter John Santionini. Cost is free. Duke Chapel houses four distinct pipe organs ranging from 200 pipes to almost 7,000, from pipes as small as a straw to ones as large as tree trunks. The care of these pipes, the wind chests they sit on, and everything down to the keys is cared for by John Santionini, the Ethel Siak Carabina Curator of Organs and Harpsichords at Duke University. He oversees numerous instruments built in a variety of styles in the chapel, as well as in the Biddle Music Building. Mr. Santionini holds degrees in organ performance from the Oberlin Conservatory, as well as the New England Conservatory, where he graduated with distinction in performance. As an organ builder, he worked with the Bishop Organ Company in Massachusetts and the Lauk Pipe Organ Company in Michigan before starting his own organ company, which maintains and rebuilds instruments. For information, call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Earth Hour Benefit Concert, Saturday, March 26th, 8:15 p.m. to 10:15 p.m., West Campus Quad. The Environmental Alliance is holding a free candlelight benefit concert for Earth Hour. Earth Hour is the World Wildlife Fund's annual international event, which raises awareness about climate change and energy conservation by asking people to turn off their lights for 1 hour. The concert will feature a cappella groups, including the Pitchforks, and student bands. Candles will be sold for $1. Proceeds will be donated to the World Wildlife Fund. Become a part of this global sustainability movement Vote Earth on March 26th from 8:30 p.m. to 9:39 p.m. and every day of the year by turning off your lights and unplugging unused electronics. It's as simple as a flick of the switch. Jazz at the Mary Lou, Wednesday, March 30th, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. and Wednesday, April 6th, 9:30 p.m. Free admission. Fill your Wednesday evenings with live jazz and the exquisite company of jazz lovers from campus and community in an energetic and engaging atmosphere. Enjoy live performances by local musicians as well as Duke music students with special guest artists, all brought together by John Brown, director of the Duke Jazz Studies Program. Light hors d'oeuvres and liquid refreshment will be provided with the option to enjoy late-night fare and drinks in the faculty commons provided by plate and pitchfork. Faculty recital, Randy Reed guitar with Ariel Reed soprano and Catherine LeGrand flute, Thursday, March 31st, 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. The program is Piazzolla, Historia du Tango, Frank Martin, Dre Leader, Sieber, four French folk songs, and more. For general information, contact Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Mendelssohn St. Paul Performance, Sunday, April 3rd, 4 to 6 p.m., Duke Chapel. Tickets are $15 for adults, $5 for non-Duke students, and youths age 12 to 17 only. Free for the first 200 Duke students, $5 after. Children under age 12 will not be admitted. The Duke Initiatives in Theology and the Arts in Duke Chapel with co-sponsor will co-sponsor a performance of Felix Mendelssohn's St. Paul. This rarely heard choral work sets text mainly from the arts of the Acts of the Apostles to music, carrying the listener through the drama of the church's story. Tickets are on sale at www.tickets.duke.edu. There will also be a pre-concert panel discussion March 28th. Durham Community Concert Band Spring Concert featuring young artist solo competition winners. Sunday, April 3rd, 7 to 8:30 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Admission is free. The concert will feature young artist solo competition winners Yuxing Zhang of Chapel Hill, North Carolina, performing Concertino Opus 107 by Cecile Chaminade, and Nicole Linderman of Morrisville, North Carolina, performing Concerto Number 8 by Franz Strauss. The band will perform works by Gustav Holst, Dmitri Shostakovich, Alfred Reed, William Schumann, Joseph Wilcox Jenkins, and Stephen Bryant. Duke New Music Ensemble, DNME. Sunday, April 3rd, 8 to 9:30 p.m., Biddle 19, that's Bone Hall. Admission is free. The Duke New Music Ensemble, directed by David Kirkland Garner, is in its fourth year as a performing ensemble at the Duke University Department of Music, bringing together undergraduate and graduate students in performing music written in the 20th and 21st centuries, as well as new works by Duke student composers. In addition, DNME collaborates regularly with a faculty and guest artists from Duke and other institutions across North Carolina. For information, call Elizabeth Thompson at 919-660-3333. Graduate Composers Concert, Monday, April 4th, 8 to 9:30 p.m., East Duke 201, Nelson Music Room. Admission is free. New works by graduate student composers. Duke Jazz Ensemble with John Metzger Vibraphone, Friday, April 8th, 8 to 10 p.m., Baldwin Auditorium. Cost $10 general admission, $5 for students and senior citizens. A winner of a National Endowment for the Arts Fellowship Grant for Performance, John Metzger has appeared at well-known jazz venues across the United States and has led his quartet on tours of Germany, Italy, Holland, Belgium, and Austria. For information on these last two events, contact Elizabeth Thompson, 919-660-3333. Let's turn now to North Carolina Symphony. Composer Portraits Concerts return with North Carolina Symphony Tribute to John Adams, March 25th to 26th. The North Carolina Symphony's innovative composer portraits concert returns with a tribute to American trailblazer John Adams, one of music's greatest living composers. Music director Grant Llewellyn leads the orchestra. Guest pianist Christopher Taylor and the North Carolina Master Chorale in Composer Portraits, John Adams, at Mamondi Concert Hall in downtown Raleigh's Progress Energy Center for the Performing Arts on Friday and Saturday, March 25th and 26th at 8 p.m. The program is Beethoven, Calm Sea and Prosperous Voyage, Britain, Young Apollo, Ives, The Unanswered Question, Adams, Eros, Piano, Adams, Short Ride and a Fast Machine, and Adams, Harmonium. Tickets range from $30 to $60 with $30 tickets for seniors and $10 tickets for students. For program information, tickets, contact www.ncsymphony.org or call audience services at 919-733-2750. This weekend, North Carolina Symphony, WCPE, Think Outside the Box, Conversational Pieces, a free music and art event at King's Barcade, March 27th. This weekend, musicians from the North Carolina Symphony team up with Raleigh artists for Conversational Pieces, a unique blend of live music and art, presented by WCPE. The free event takes place at King's Barcade in Raleigh, Sunday, March 27th. Doors open at 2 p.m. King's Barcade is located at 14 West Martin Street in Raleigh. Symphony violinist Karen Strittmatter Galvin and Maria Eviola, Viola Carey Fisher, and cello Lisa Howard Shaughnessy will perform selections from Mavel's String Quartet in F Major as local artists Pete Sack, David Eichenberger, and Georges Lechevalier work to complete a thoughtful visual response to the music. The resulting artistic creations will be available to take home through a silent auction during the event, which closes at 4:30. Additional musical selections will be announced from the stage. For a complete schedule of all small ensemble performances by North Carolina Symphony musicians, visit www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. Reminder, North Carolina Symphony hosts Idina Menzel next week in a one-night-only concert event. Idina Menzel, star of Wicked Rent, and Fox's hit television show Glee, lends her powerhouse vocal talents to the North Carolina Symphony in her first ever Raleigh concert. It'll be held at Mamondi Concert Hall at the Progress Energy Center, March 31st at 7:30 p.m. Regular tickets for this event featuring her range from $43 to $86. Again, for tickets, program notes, and information, visit www.ncsymphony.org or call 919-733-2750. And the Barbra Streisand Songbook, Friday, April 1st, and Saturday, April 2nd, 8 p.m., Mamondi Concert Hall. Marvin Hamlisch, guest conductor, Julie Budd, vocalist. Barbra Streisand Songbook. Tickets are $40 to $70, seniors $30, students $10. And don't forget Carrie performances, the American Heritage with Carrie Town Band Free, Friday, March 25th, 7:30 p.m., Carrie Senior Center. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. We hope you enjoyed it. Be sure to listen at the same time next week. I'm Paul Coster, reading for the Triangle Reader Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and blind or visually impaired audience. This program is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast. So long until next time.